Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where you are in time for, well, two things. We're going to deal with health matters from a number of perspectives. We're going to start out hearing from Health Day as they talk with us about something that might be able to give us or produce for us a better antibiotic. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, possibly a better antibiotic. And then we will have a somewhat abbreviated version of Newserite, courtesy of BBC, and we're going to take a look at, well, numbers and painting. We're going to take a look at health matters again as it pertains to breast implants. Yes, breast implants. So I want you to be with me for both of these, please, starting with the possibility of a better antibiotic. Scientists right now are really looking to what you may consider an unexpected source in this battle against drug-resistant bacteria. And that is our challenge. You know, for years and years and years, we're really just putting a hurt on bacteria. All we have to do, go to the doctor, get us an antibiotic, take it, and whip it. That's right. We would give that that bacteria a whooping. But then, as we know, a number of things started happening that just weren't supposed to be happening. You know, like, for instance, antibiotics being fed to some of the cattle that we end up eating. And as a result, we were consuming antibiotics when we didn't need it. That was giving bacteria, the mean bacteria that doesn't like us, because as we know, we do have bacteria in our body that is good for our health. But the mean bacteria that wants to cause problems was studying the antibiotics as we were consuming them when we didn't need them and coming up with a strategy to defeat those antibiotics. Y'all remember how we were listening just a week or so ago to the conversation that I had with an awesome research scientist who has been studying this for some time, and he was sharing with us that our cells are alive and, of course, they can think. And the bad stuff that sometimes gets into our bodies also is alive, and it can think. And so the bad stuff gets to our bodies. Like I say, it studies our immune system, comes up with ways to defeat our immune system so they can make us sick. The antibiotics was given us the help we needed by putting a hurting on those bacteria, the mean ones. Problem is, by us consuming bacteria, even when we didn't realize we were consuming, when we were consuming antibiotics, not realizing it because we didn't know that it was being put in the animals, that we were eating the animals that ended up on our dinner table, giving our bodies help that our bodies didn't even need. Giving the mean bacteria a chance to find out how the antibiotics work and come up with a strategy to whip them. Well, that was part of the problem. Another part of the problem, as we know, is that when we did need help and we knew we needed help, we'd go ahead, go to the doctor. The doctor would prescribe that antibiotic for us, and he'd tell us, or she'd tell us, you need to take this for 10 days and take the full course. Don't stop. Just because you start feeling better, you'll start feeling better in 2 to 3 days, but take the full course so that you can really just finish this thing. And people all across America would take the antibiotic, start feeling better in 2 to 3 days, and they would say, hey, you know what? I feel better now. I don't need to take the rest of this, and they wouldn't take it. They wouldn't take the rest of it. As soon as they started feeling better, they'd stop taking it. And what happened as a result? They gave the bacteria, the mean bacteria, time it needed to figure out how this antibiotic was working, this new one that had been introduced into the body. There were enough of them, enough of the bad bacteria left alive to figure out how the antibiotic was doing its thing. The mean bacteria would regroup, come up with another strategy, and over time, they began to be able to put a hurting on the antibiotic. The doctors put us on a different one when we got sick again. It could be someone else getting sick. Doesn't matter. Once the bacteria learn how to defeat the antibiotics, it doesn't matter whose body it's in. The same bacteria in different bodies dealing with the same antibiotics in different bodies. The bacteria has learned how to beat up on that antibiotic. No matter whose body the bacteria is in, no matter whose body the antibiotic is in. And the doctors kept telling us over and over and over, you're going to be on this for 5 days or for 7 days, however long they prescribed it for. And they tell us over and over, take the full course. Don't stop taking it just because you start feeling better. But no, we had to be hard-headed. And as a result, we have made it much more difficult to beat these bacteria that invade our bodies and make us sick. Well, fortunately, scientists haven't given up the fight. They're still trying to come up with ways to beat what we call the superbug infections. Super because they figured out how to make themselves stronger than the antibiotics that had been beaten up on them. Superbug infections. So one of the things that scientists are looking at right now, in order to try to overcome these superbugs or drug-resistant bacteria, fish slime. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, fish slime. They said that microbes in the protective mucus that coats young fish holds promise in fighting these multi-drug resistant bacteria. Now, that's the thing, too. Some of these bacteria have become so strong that not only can they beat up on one antibiotic, they can beat up on more than one antibiotic at a time. You know, I think that one of the things that the rest of us should do while we're waiting for the scientists to come up with a better drug. Because, you know, sometimes waiting isn't about being passive and just sitting back and doing nothing. Sometimes the wait is an active wait where you do something that is in your power to do. And this is what I would recommend we start doing right away. When we go to the doctor and he or she says, you need to take this for 10 days. Make sure we take it as prescribed. If we're supposed to take 2 pills the first day, 2 pills the second day, and then 1 pill each day after that for 5 days, let's do exactly what they prescribe. 2 pills the first day, 2 pills the second day, and 1 pill each day for the next 5 days until we taking the full course of antibiotics. Whatever the doctor says about the way we should take that antibiotic, let's start doing that. Let's not continue to be hard-headed and stop taking the antibiotic as soon as we start feeling better. We realize we have contributed to the problem. So let's stop contributing to the problem by taking our antibiotics the way we're supposed to. That said, they're looking at ways to use the microbes in the protective mucus of the young fish to see how it might be able to fight these superbugs. These include the so-called superbug microbes that cause methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus infections, also known as MRSA. MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. We need to beat up on that one. It's been beating up on us long enough. because of our mistakes, because of our hard-headedness. Let's say to the bugs, the super bugs, hey, we're not going to make it this easy for y'all to beat up on us any longer. We're going to start doing what the doctor tells us to do, and we're going to start now. These antibiotics are going to give you a hard time. We're not stopping the course until we have finished the course from now on. You super bugs ain't getting away with this stuff like you've been getting away with it. In other words, we're going to fight back. For real, for real. Now, this slime that they're talking about actually protects fish from bacteria, fungi, and viruses by trapping them before they can cause infections. The slime is also rich in compounds that are known to have antibacterial activity. Antibacterial activity. The fish is rich in compounds that are designed to beat up on bacteria. The study was presented recently, and it should be viewed as a preliminary until it's published in a peer-reviewed journal. There is a principal investigator, Sandra Loskin, who said that any microbe in the marine environment that could provide a new compound is worth exploring. She's an assistant professor of chemistry at Oregon State University. And here's the thing. We know that fish provide great stuff for us anyway. We've talked about those omega-3s and those omega-6s and the good that they do for our whole bodies, including our brains. So now we're finding out they may be able to actually fight bacteria. In fact, for the fish, they do fight the bacteria. Molly Austin is an undergraduate chemistry student in Loskin's laboratory, and she said that the mucus is fascinating because the environment in which fish live is complex. They're in contact, the fish are in contact with their environment all the time with many pathogenic viruses. Now, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know that. I did not know that water way out was just full of viruses, pathogenic viruses that these fish are in contact with all the time. I used to think that, and I'm still wondering if there are areas of the water where the fish can swim to where the environment is clean and they don't have those pathogenic viruses. I don't know the answer to that. But she's saying their environment is filled with pathogenic viruses. And what's happening now is the researchers are trying to determine if anything in the fish mucus could help protect people. The fish mucus protects the fish. Can it also protect us Homo sapiens? The slime that the investigators are studying is from juvenile deep sea and surface-dwelling fish caught off the Southern California coast. Young fish have a weaker immune system than adult fish, so they have more protective mucus on their scales. Their mucus could contain a greater concentration of active bacteria than that from adult fish, according to the researchers. And so they want to find out, can this fish mucus help us Homo sapiens? Well, I'll tell you what, let's find out a little bit more about that as soon as we get back together, which will be in just a few.